These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Tesla CEO Elon Musk sent an email to all employees on Monday morning that appeared to link a factory fire to sabotage by an employee. This followed another email that Musk sent on Sunday to all employees, alleging another employee, perhaps the same one, had conducted, quote, quite extensive and damaging sabotage to the company's operations, including changing code to an internal product and exporting data to outsiders. Tesla is currently working to meet its goal of 5,000 Model 3s per week by the end of June, and last week the company laid off 9% of its workforce. An Israeli college debate champion and an IBM computer program called the IBM Debater had a debate on Monday about government subsidies for space exploration. The machine, which argued in favor, gave three brief speeches that appeared to directly address the human points also being made. IBM's system was designed to debate about 100 topics with limited interactions and act as a broader approach that IBM is taking toward advancing natural language understanding. The Federal Court of Australia announced Monday that Apple must pay Australian $9 million for telling customers who encountered Error 53 that bricked iPhones and iPads that were taken to third-party repair shops that they weren't entitled to refunds. Apple explained that Error 53, which was first reported back in 2016, was a security measure to protect the iPhone's fingerprint sensor from exploits. SurveyMonkey registered for an initial public offering on Monday. The company, which was founded back in 1999, says it currently has 3 million daily users. Amazon announced an invite-only Alexa for hospitality. I will call her A for the duration of the story. A version of the voice assistant designed for hotels, vacation rental spaces, and other locations. Guests can order room service, request housekeeping, or adjust room controls like lighting and temperature via an Echo inside their room. Amazon says that hotels are not given access to voice recordings of interactions and can't review A's response to users. Amazon also says that soon users will be able to temporarily link their own Amazon account with Echoes so they can play their own music and other personal features in a hotel room. Amazon is also expanding its Hub program, which it announced last July, and puts a metal locker unit in a common area of an apartment complex where residents can pick up their packages. Amazon says over 500,000 residents across the U.S. now have access to Hub, and thousands more are getting access each month. The company also said several large real estate firms have signed up to use Hub. Google launched a standalone podcast app for Android called Google Podcasts, which will use Google's algorithms to drive people to shows that they might like based on their listening habits. Podcasts are already available on Android through Google Play Music and third-party apps, but Google says the new podcast app should bring hundreds of millions of new listeners around the world. You might recall Google discontinued Google Listen, another podcast app, way back in 2012. In a legal advisory released Monday, the U.S. Office of Government Ethics, or OGE, said anyone working for the executive branch of the U.S. government must disclose their cryptocurrency holdings. The OGE says cryptocurrency is, quote, property held for investment or the production of income instead of real currency or legal tender and, quote, may create a conflict of interest for employees who own it. Adobe announced the upcoming video editor Project Rush, which will combine features from Premiere Pro, After Effects, and Audition for an all-in-one experience. When Rush is available later this year, Adobe says it'll run on desktop and mobile devices and, of course, have cloud syncing. And finally, sources tell Variety that Roku plans to launch its own marketplace for video subscription services so that users can watch those services without the need to download individual apps such as HBO Now and CBS All Access on Roku devices. The company is also reportedly working on the next generation of its billing platform, Roku Pay. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. They go together really well. Daily Tech Headlines is also supported by you. Thanks to everyone who supports the show at patreon.com/DTNS. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.